We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Crystal ball, you know, you shine it and it still doesn't work. Nothing's changed with Byron, but we'll continue to be hopeful and optimistic. And then you snuck another thing in there.
Keon Cross and just covered.
So that's one thing. Yeah, he's a guy that you don't. It's that same deal. He had a shoulder that would make most pretty up in the air for, you know, a 2-week recovery. Game. I've learned to not count Keon out. He's both a very committed professional and also a freak of a healer. So we shall see. But he's done a lot of work in the time that we have been away, and will continue to do so to try to make it to Sunday. And if he doesn't, then he'll hopefully be ready to go for the next week. But
clarify on Byron. I know you said at the end, hopeful and optimistic. Is that hopeful and optimistic that he will play this calendar year or this season?
Yeah. I mean, I'm generally just a hopeful and optimistic person. But yes, I was specifically hoping and being optimistic towards his play and goodwill and his family's health and all of those things as well.
Oh, Mike McDaniel winning the press conference once again. Joe, we're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Once again, Kyle Crabb is going to join us here. The Locked On Fins podcast. He's from the Draft Network. Follow him on Twitter, also at Grinding the Tape. Kyle, good morning. Thanks for the time, as always.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Kyle, we're doing great, man. And I think you'd agree, we couldn't handpick a team to play coming out of the bye week better than the one we have. Would you agree with the Texans?
Yeah, man. It was. I was ready to... And I'm sure the Dolphins themselves would disagree with this. I was ready to see the Dolphins play the Texans probably last Tuesday. That's how ready I was for the Dolphins to play their next game. But, hey, get a little bit of time away, get a chance to refresh, kind of reset, hopefully get the bodies fresh for the stretch run here. And now it sounds like Lovie Smith, the Texans head coach, is leaving the door open for potentially a quarterback change this week. It was something that he said with his – Monday press availability that we need to do a lot of things different, and we're open to how we're going to get there when asked specifically about it. So, all of that flux for this Dolphins team with a talent advantage is certainly the recipe you like at home coming out of the bye.
All right, Kyle, let's jump into the Jason Sanders situation. So far, he's not had a great season, but it hasn't really hurt the Miami Dolphins. It hasn't been a factor. 0-for-3 on 50-plus. A missed 29-yard field goal, now missed 3 extra points. Would you have brought somebody in to get him ready on the practice so he could see somebody else kicking with him every day? Or I like this way of doing it. Like, Jason, you're our guy. Go out and kick it, and let's get this thing straightened out. What do you think?
Yeah, it's tough, right? Because that position, you can very quickly get to a snowballing effect where if you start bringing other guys in, you know, does that make whatever the situation is worse? And it sounded like Jason Sanders himself said that he has identified a technical detail with his kicking that needs to get fixed in order for the accuracy to be back. He kind of stated that he still feels like he's striking the ball well, and it's a matter of getting that technical thing fixed as compared to anything else. So that's either true or not true, and I guess we're going to find out with the way that they've handled it. With one thing's going to happen first. Either Jason's going to fix the technical issue in his kicks, or it's going to cost the Dolphins in a big game. And if that is the outcome, that does come down the line, then I would imagine this conversation will only further heat up, if not accelerate, to the point of which we're asking about bringing other kickers in.
All right. Kyle, I want to ask you about the linebacker play, Jerome Baker and Landon Roberts. Have they graded out to you? Because I know you're a big Duke Riley fan as well. Should Duke get more playing time over, you know, one of those guys, or are those guys grading out better than maybe it looks?
So what's interesting about the way that the Dolphins have constructed their linebacker core is I think there's definitive strengths and weaknesses in personnel situations for all three of those guys. And if you were going to run with a traditional Sam, Mike, Will linebacker with three linebackers, you could probably fill out your starting three with that trio and feel good about them filling specific roles. You know, Jerome's spent some time up on the line of scrimmage. He can drop into coverage if you want to put him over tight ends. Landon is your definitive inside linebacker, although I don't know that he's got the true sideline-to-sideline speed to play like an old-school 4-3 Mike. And then you got Duke Riley, who can run like the wind. And but with the Dolphins having the kind of depth that they have in their safety room, and maybe not so much now without Brandon Jones, and then also with the depth that they have on the front, the instances in which you're going to get three guys on the field is tough. So I think it's probably more of a week-to-week basis thing. Does it make more sense to have a third safety? Does it make more sense to have Duke? Does it have more sense to make Elandon in any of those situations for down and distance? You know, is it first and goal from the two, or is it third and 12 on the minus 35? And those are the situations in passing downs. I think you really benefiting yourself by having Duke Riley out there because of the range that he has and then the explosiveness where if you do want to trigger him and have him add on to the pass rush, he has that ability to get home even though he's not as powerful to run through contact as a pass rusher as some of the other guys.
Which part of the defense and the numbers overall, you know, only 4 interceptions, 20 sacks, giving up 24 a game. I think overall the defense is 21st right now. What number needs to change, get better over these last 7 games? Give me a number or two or an area.
Yeah, so I think with the personnel, especially on the back end and the secondary, for the last 2 years, the secondary has been the identity of the defense, and they've liked to lean on. And you saw it the last couple weeks. You know, you get into third downs and money downs, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to play cover one man, and we're going to lock up across the board and play man coverage. But I think on early downs, you're seeing a lot of more softer coverages this year. So instead of sacks, I'm going to come back to one thing, turnovers. This team has feasted off turnovers the last 2 seasons defensively, and it has been very boom or bust this season. So you can play bend, don't break football as long as you steal a couple possessions and turn the ball over. So for me, that's the biggest point of emphasis, and we had to punch out against the Browns. Bradley Chubb was really close to raking out a football on a sack against Jacoby Brissett. Find a way to get a couple turnovers a game, at least turn the ball over at a higher rate than what you have through the first 10 games. And I think that gives you the potential to stylistically not get into a place where you're uncomfortable, but also gives you a chance to cut down on all of the other metrics that you were talking about, Joe.
I wanted to ask you, Keon Cross, and it's going to be close whether he can play or not, and they've been a little shorthanded. I gotta tell you, man, Justin Bethel, for a guy supposed to just be a flyer at age 33, I've been shocked. You know, usually put a guy that's a special teams guy out there and he gets exposed. This guy's really done a nice job in man-to-man coverage, and they go after him. They see him out there and go, hey, special teams guy out there, let's go after him. Old number 20 has been really solid. Do you continue to play him while he's playing at this level?
Yeah, I absolutely think so. I think you're getting unexpected returns for a player who, you know, was added on to be a teams guy and you know, play on kick coverages, and you certainly get the feeling that he's excited about being out there defensively and enjoying himself being out there defensively. So I'm all for the Crossing or for Keon Crossing too, but Justin Bethel has been the biggest surprise of the defensive backs that were brought in as veteran players. I'd, of course, qualify that with Cater Kohu being the UDFA and a rookie, but of the guys who you kind of thought you knew what you were getting when you signed him, Justin Bethel has by far been one of the biggest outperformers of that baseline of expectation.
Kyle, the old but always story to talk about in the offensive line, the five that are out there, Austin Jackson being the sixth guy at this point. Until something happens, we're sticking with that, right? I know we've talked about this for a couple weeks now since Austin Jackson's kind of made his maneuver back here to get back onto the 53. But do you stick with that, or do you give Austin Jackson his position back at right tackle, or do you move him back to left guard if you think that's his best position?
And I wish I had some conviction here on the right way to play this.
Right.
You know, Coach McDaniel, he was pretty direct and said, we view Austin as our long-term starter at right tackle. And that doesn't leave a lot of wiggle room for misinterpretation. Mm-hmm. But, you know, is it we are going to, as soon as we feel like we're ready to push play, he's immediately going back in. He's the long-term starter, but the benefits of the chemistry of the unit dictates that we don't make a change unless we feel like we have to right now based on how the line is performing. I got no clue.
Yeah.
I would imagine if that's their long-term outlook, I would imagine they'll probably hesitate to move him to left guard unless there's an emergency that would prompt that. And then the question just becomes, when do they feel ready that Austin gives you better play than what Brandon Schell has?
Well, we want to ask you about the hot topic right now. We really enjoy, because it's usually us. So we love seeing it with the Jets right now after that game and the Zach Wilson spilling over to the head coach and that mess that they have offensively and quarterback not taking any responsibility after the game. What happens to Zach Wilson going forward?
If I were in the building, this would be the last year that we'd be seeing Zach Wilson with the C on his chest. And unless I just can't find a partner to move him at all, this would be his last year. Man, it's one thing to live with bad play by a young player. To say, well, he's got to continue to get better. Well, you know, the Patriots defense, he didn't want to turn the ball over. They've turned the ball over against him a ton in all the other games that they've played. You can usually live with that. But when you get up in front of the podium, and it wasn't just the fact that he said no when he was given the question of, do you feel like you let the defense down at all? It wasn't just the fact that he said no. It was how he said no. It was definitive. It was very sudden. It was his body language. I'm like, holy cow, dude. Like, you're the quarterback of the team. You're a captain of the franchise. You're the face of the franchise. And you're that quick to absolve yourself. And even earlier when he was asked about the body language of the wide receivers and them being frustrated, part of his answer was to say, well, they do things that I don't like too. So it cuts both ways. Stop, man. You're an NFL quarterback. It's a joke. So, yeah, it's one thing to play badly. And we've seen a young quarterback who's struggled at times through certain games with unideal circumstances and against good teams. And that doesn't have to be the end of the story for Zach Wilson, but it's more of what happened after the game for me that's like, I can't go to war with you, dude. I don't want to play with you. And I wouldn't want to play with him if I was a Jets player.
Yeah, there are probably a lot of guys feel that way. You don't really believe, though, he's not going to start again for at some point. Second overall pick in his second year.
Oh, he'll get shot somewhere else.
You don't think he'll start for the Jets again? That's a bad.
If you're Robert Saleh, how do you look this team in the face and say that Zach Wilson right now gives you the best chance to win? And then on top of that, let's not forget, this is the New York media.
Right.
The moment you sit him down for Joe Flacco, is that not the point of no return?
Right. Flacco plays.
How are you going to sell that to the fan base next year?
Right.
How are you going to tell that owner you drafted that guy second overall and you're giving up on him halfway through the second year? Good luck on that one. Well, somebody better get in here that can coach his ass up, because I heard about how great he was coming out of BYU. Boy, unless you are that down on that guy and he is that clueless off the football field about taking responsibility.
What if you lose the locker room?
No, the locker room has a lot to say about it. You're right. It does. Mm. Yeah, it's a crazy one. But, God, it's so good to see in the bigger picture that it's
really
the Jets
really
going to
it.
Yeah, I hate to see it.
Exactly. I hope they stay committed to Zach for another 10 years. How's that? All in, guys. All in.
I'm with you there.
Oh,
I think,
man.
Right.
Oh, listen, it's you are too funny. That's funny. Hey, always great having you, man.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks. And we didn't even get into all the Tua stuff. We're going to give it a break for next week. But I want to say happy Thanksgiving to you and your good friends, Andy and Susan, who are big fans of yours and great people. Really enjoy being with them. I want them, if they're listening out there, to have a great Thanksgiving as well.
Well, Joe, I appreciate that. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.